This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
We severely degraded Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We never gave up the hunt for Osama bin Laden, and we got him. That was a decade ago.
A defiant U.S. President Joe Biden addressed the world yesterday amid intense skepticism about his decision to withdraw from Afghanistan.
Our mission in Afghanistan was never supposed to have been nation building. It was never supposed to be creating a unified, centralized democracy. Our own interest in Afghanistan remains today what it has always been, preventing a terrorist attack on America's homeland.
The president called the violent chaos at Kabul's airport gut-wrenching as he spoke from the White House on Monday in his first in-person remarks since the Taliban over the weekend rolled over an Afghan military and government that American forces had spent two decades building. Shabia Mantu is a spokeswoman for the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
Since the beginning of the year, more than 550,000 Afghans have been internally displaced as a result of conflict and insecurity. While civilians have so far fled only sporadically in fewer numbers to countries neighboring Afghanistan, the situation continues to evolve rapidly.
Evacuation flights resumed today at Kabul's International Airport after a chaotic day in which thousands of people gathered there as diplomats and civilians tried to leave Afghanistan.
As we carry out this departure, we have made it clear to the Taliban. They attack our personnel or disrupt our operation. The U.S. presence will be swift and the response will be swift and forceful.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Taliban have declared an amnesty across Afghanistan and urge women to join their government. The militants are seeking to reassure a wary population that their rule will be different this time. Tuesday's comments come a day after deadly chaos gripped the main airport as desperate crowds tried to flee the country. U.S. news outlets say the Biden administration will begin urging all Americans who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to get an additional shot. The added dose is intended to offer more protection against the highly contagious Delta variant that has led to a wave of new infections. Federal health officials are expected to announce sometime this week that Americans should get the extra shot, commonly known as a booster, 8 months after their initial inoculation. Meanwhile, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports the former Archbishop of St. Louis, who has spoken out against COVID-19 vaccinations, is now hospitalized with the virus.
The cardinal, who had criticized the government's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, is on a ventilator with COVID-19. Cardinal Raymond Burke is one of the more outspoken in the Catholic Church and has expressed skepticism over the COVID vaccines. His staff has tweeted out the cleric is in the hospital on a ventilator, but doctors are encouraged by his progress. The former Archbishop of St. Louis criticized how governments have handled the pandemic. Last spring, Burke spoke out against mandatory vaccinations, saying some in society want to implant microchips in people. He also referred to COVID-19 as the Wuhan virus, a derogatory term coined by Donald Trump. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tropical Storm Grace has begun drenching Haiti just 2 days after a powerful earthquake struck the impoverished Caribbean nation. In an AP interview, National Hurricane Center senior specialist Stacy Stewart says Haiti is feeling the effects of Grace, which regained tropical storm strength, but is mainly dumping rain.
It's not going to produce any significant winds on Haiti. In fact, rains are beginning to abate there, but there'll still be some rains across the western portion of the southern claw of Haiti today, but that'll be ending fairly quickly.
The depression regained storm status overnight after on Monday, adding to the misery of thousands of people who lost loved ones, were injured, or became homeless. And U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is appealing a federal judge's order that blocked Biden's suspension of new oil and gas leases on federal land and waters. Louisiana-based federal judge issued the ruling in June, siding with Louisiana's attorney general and 12 others in 12 other states. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.